number two, Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3, the game here on this Wednesday. As we do every Wednesday at this time, we say hello to MTSU football coach Derek Mason, who's on the line with us. Coach, how you doing?
Doing well, Chase, Big Joe. How about yourself?
Doing fantastic. I didn't get to talk to you because obviously you were a little busy at the Liberty game, but I did come out to Floyd Stadium and my old stomping grounds. It was good to be back and watch a little football. Wish I had been able to bring you guys a win, but it was certainly great to be back on campus.
Well, man, I'm glad you were there. You know, for us right now, I mean, this football team is on the back part of this season, and we're actually getting some guys back. I know Amari Kelly was out. Holden was back for his first game. And we've got some other guys, man, that are starting to get healthy on the back end of the season. So let's see what this week offers.
It's senior day because, you know, last home game of the year. You know, it's already right. Special. But what do you try to do as a coach to make that even more special for – I know this is your first year with them, but make it more special for those guys that have been so important?
As we've gone, you know, through the year, we've had senior shares, right? And I think, you know, just learning senior stories, you know, are really impactful, you know, man, for not only the culture of our team, but for where we're trying to go. These seniors have done a lot, okay, in this space, right? I mean, they've had a chance to, you know, figure out what it is to be, you know, an MTSU Blue Raider. Man, they've given a lot to this university. They've made their journey, and so we're going to honor them with game balls and, you know, a couple of trinkets just to remind them of the journey that they've had. But the biggest thing that we can do for these guys, like I told our football team, was to send these guys out on their last game, you know, in Floyd Stadium with a win. And that's the focus right now.
You know, we're talking MTSU football coach Derek Mason. Coach, you've been, you know, since I've known you, you got here 2014 at Vandy. You always talk about finish. You know, let's finish. You got to finish. I know that, you know, the bowl right. game's out of reach, but there's still pride at play here for your football team of finishing strong. How important is that message now, more than ever, of finishing strong?
You know, it's a strong message. I mean, it's something that even in our last or even last week during the bye, we put a huge emphasis on, you know, understanding that, you know, like the way we finish this season will, you know, sort of, you know, kickstart exactly what we start to do in 2025. So, you know, again, I mean, it's about these seniors. It's about an opportunity to finish strong. It's about laying the foundation. And believe me, the deeper we dig, the wider the foundation, the higher we go.
Also, New Mexico State rolls in here. I watched the A&M game on Saturday. Although they got beat 38-3, they played A&M really, really tough. What kind of concerns you about New Mexico State rolling in here on Saturday?
Well, it starts with their run game. And for us, I mean, it's been an Achilles heel, you know, at times. But this group, man, they've got a duo at running back that are pretty dynamic. I mean, their quarterback can also run the football. And we've had issues at times with running quarterback. So the emphasis has got to be on stopping the run. Defensively, they've been opportunistic the last 2 weeks. Remember, they've had, you know, four interceptions, two turnovers in the last two games per game. And that's something, you know, for us where we have to take care of the football. We've got to find a way to get these guys to third down, and we've got to play really good on special teams so we can flip the field.
We're talking to Coach Derek Mason from MTSU. They will have their final home game, not final game, but final home game this week against New Mexico State at Floyd Stadium starting at 1:30. You mentioned earlier of what it's like to be a Blue Raider. You know, obviously that's something that you have been able to, you and your coaches, establish this year. So how has that kind of evolved of what that means in your identity of your football team? How has that evolved from game one to now?
Well, it's definitely been about resilience, right? We've had to endure injuries. We've had to endure lineup changes. This will be the 11th game of the season, and we haven't had 22 consecutive starters, you know, like since we started the season. So that says a lot about, you know, what we've had to endure. But the reality of it is nobody makes excuses. We say to ourselves, I mean, it's a next man up mentality. This football team has had to grow through some things. And when you grow, I said this to this football team, we got to be able to go through it to get to it. And right now, that's exactly what we've done. It's taken us on highs and lows, and we've had to endure some hurdles and hills along the way. But this group is setting culture, right? I mean, you start with year zero. You didn't have a full recruiting class. We had 60 new players. The reality of it is, okay, like, there's a lot of learning going on, but in order to stabilize it, you have to continue to talk about the same things every day. And those things are the cement and the glue for how you're building. And that's where we are.
Not only that, but, you know, you're playing, I think, 11 or 12 true freshmen are getting there, have contributed. And I got to tell you, and you see it, Coach, big fan of Aiden Butts, number 93. That guy just compete. I mean, I'm telling you, Coach, he might not show up in the stat sheet, but that young man from Georgia plays his tail off every single play.
Every play, right? I mean, and he's only continued to get better. Again, when I talk about young, when you say Anthony Bynum, when you say Shekhi Woods, when you say and as I look at Parker Hughes, Jordan Thompson, Aiden Butts, you know, you can go up and down the line, right? We're a group that next year can return 10 of 11 starters, you know, from this season. So what we're focused on right now is to get better. Okay, and I've said that before, but this group continues to learn football, get better, and some of these young guys are making a big impact in their freshman season, and freshmen become sophomores pretty fast.
Coach Derek Mason is with us. Somebody asked me to ask you this the other day, and I've been meaning to do it. Are you still DJing at all?
You know what? I haven't had as much time like this season, and rightfully so.
Sure.
You know, you got to keep the main thing the main thing. I get home a little later, just due to the simple fact that, you know, we're looking at, you know, how to put these guys in the best possible position, you know, for success. But it's still my passion. It's the thing that I do when I do get a free Sunday. Last week, I actually got on the ones and twos a couple of times. So
yes.
It was good to get on the turntables. It was good to get on the turntables, but I just haven't had a chance to do it a ton this year.
Okay. I was just curious because that was one of my favorite things about you, that you had that as a hobby. So I had to bring that up for sure. Coach, good luck this weekend. Looking forward to it, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chase. Big Joe. See you soon. I mean, you're always at the game, so I'll see you on Saturday.
You got it, Coach. Thank you.
Yes, sir. Coach Derek Mason.
All right, let's go Blue.
Let's go Blue. Coach Derek Mason, MTSU joining us. And again, they will be taking on New Mexico State this Saturday at Floyd Stadium with the kickoff at 1:30. But, of course, you can listen on 93.3 Totally Hits, Totally Nashville, starting at, let's see, 12 o'clock.
12, high noon,
with
baby.
The pregame show. And I hear all that coverage. It's presented by Sloan's Motorcycle ATV. We'll get back into some Titans, some other things coming up next. Chase and Big Joe, 102.5, 106.3 The Game.